I could listen to Chris Stapleton all day. Whiskey is what we're talking about. And honestly, my nephews would be horrified that I had to Google the difference between whiskey and bourbon, because those guys are bourbon aficionados and they spend tons of money on it and they've tried to teach me. And I don't know. I just know I like what I like and I don't like what I don't like. It's not based on price or name or anything. Are you an aficionado of that?
Me?
Yeah.
No. I mean, I have some certain bottles I like, but I wouldn't call them. I'm far from an expert or anything like that.
Professor Young Kim is with us. Thank you so much for joining us. So is fake whiskey a big issue, a big enough issue that you had to develop something to tackle it?
Of course. If I were asked to pick most vulnerable goods for counterfeiting, obviously I would pick pharmaceutical products and as well as high-value alcoholic spirits.
Yeah, people pay a lot of money for whiskeys. Now, the difference between whiskey and bourbon is that bourbon is made here in America and whiskeys come from around the world?
Actually, it's both mixed in some sense. It's kind of similar. One good example is that one out of five adults in the United Kingdom experience purchasing fake alcoholic spirits.
Oh.
Including gins in them, yeah.
So if it's happening there, it's happening here, or does it happen there more?
I think we don't have statistics in the United States, but I expect that it's similar or even more.
And why? Why are people serving fake whiskey? It's got to be just to make more money, right?
Exactly. The current global whiskey market is big. It's estimated to be $60 billion.
And so what is a fake whiskey? I mean, it's just a lower quality or?
Lower quality. Sometimes you're just switching bottles, just having the expensive bottle, a label. But actually, they're selling substandard or falsified alcoholic spirits. And in that case, it's quite troublesome because that affects human health.
Yeah, absolutely. So you developed an edible QR code. And you put this in your glass, or how does it work? Tell us how we detect if we're being
served
fake whiskey.
Right, exactly. My research team at Purdue University is developing cyber physical security technologies for pharmaceutical and medicine, and including whiskey. So basically, it's similar to a conventional QR code, and we can just put it in the bottle, technically. So before you take it, you can take the photo of the QR code, and then you can authenticate.
Huh. And then what? Then you got to tell the bartender, hey, you're ripping me off. You gave me bad whiskey.
Right. Basically, it's all edible. So in case, let's say you somehow take it, it's okay. It's all made of protein, in particular silk proteins.
So the QR code is edible, and you put it in your glass, and I read, Professor Kim, that it's made from silkworms?
Yes, the silk proteins from silk cocoons.
And is that going to affect the taste of your whiskey? Let's say your whiskey was really the good stuff.
I don't think so. Actually, the nice thing is the protein is crystallization, so I can maintain the shape in the high alcoholic content, such as whiskey and gin. And as you know, it doesn't change any taste.
Would it work for vodka as well?
Yes. The bottom line is actually it works for high alcoholic content. It has to be greater than roughly 30 or 40% in terms of alcoholic content.
Okay, because now I'm intrigued because I can only drink one type of vodka. And when I order that in the form of a martini at a restaurant, I know when I'm not getting it because I break out in hives. There's only one vodka that doesn't make me break out in hives. And so when I tell them, well, this can't be Belvedere vodka. And they're like, oh, no, it is. And I'm like, well, no, it's not. And so I would be intrigued by that. How long do you think before the edible QR code comes to market?
It's a good question. Definitely, we need to really scale up. We have demonstrated this in the laboratory scale at Purdue University. I'd love to have an industrial partnership to scale up. And for example, like in the state of Pennsylvania, the old liquor maintained or under the state. So as long as we have a right collaborator, etc., I think we can really scale up.
Interesting. And then what do you anticipate? I know you can't predict what the price would be, but you know you've got to make it cheaper. People aren't going to buy it.
Right. This it's not that expensive in terms of material cost analysis we've done in the lab. It's less than a cent or 2 cents. So it's really affordable. So compared to, you know, high-end spirits, it's a lot cheaper.
And Professor Kim, are you a bourbon aficionado or a whiskey aficionado?
I'm more like whiskey / wine guy.
Okay. And what's your favorite?
Oh, I have a whole variety of, you know, my taste changes every day.
But so you have personally used this QR code then, I would guess.
Right. We tested in the lab and we tested many different types of whiskeys.
Interesting. Well, I look forward to watching your continued development of this. Thank you for joining us on the Lisa Dent Show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I just love that there's so many things developed that we never saw a need for. But I'm telling you what, there are people that pay hundreds, if not thousands of dollars for rare bourbons these days. In fact, you know, John talks about Whiskey Acres, and I remember they had a release, and I went out there to get my friend's son a bottle, and like sold out, like doors closed. It's that competitive to get certain bottles of these products. So interesting. Edible QR codes, they're coming our way. Hey, you want to play vinyl vocals? We want you to play. You think you know music? This is your chance. We'll take callers number 19 and 20 right now. 312-981-7200. Just a way to wind down, have a little fun on a Friday on the Lisa Dent Show. So call now. Let's get you on the radio. Let's see how good you are at identifying a song. That comes up next after Steve's newscast on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.